Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 23rd, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. We announced yesterday an enormous accomplishment and a step forward in improving workplace safety for flight attendants on board our aircrafts. The Federal Aviation Administration, along with the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, have issued a final policy that will allow OSHA to be able to enforce certain occupational safety and health standards not already covered under the FAA oversight. This policy statement replaces the 1975 Federal Register Notice, Occupational Safety or Health Standards for Aircraft Crew Members. Of particular importance in this new policy, it provides us with the protections to address conditions that includes OSHA's hazard communication and bloodborne pathogen standards. Also, currently the FAA regulations govern noise level outside the aircraft, while this new policy will promote hearing conservation for employees inside the aircraft cabin, as well as rules on record keeping and access to employee exposure and medical records. The FAA and OSHA will develop procedures to ensure that OSHA does not apply any requirements that could adversely affect aviation safety. This is a monumental achievement and would not have been possible without the persistent, tireless work of our union and its members. For more information, please visit the OSHA page on our website. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. In recent months, and despite this focus, turbulence has injured several United flight attendants. Given the many changes to in-flight service procedures, we are often working in situations that are less routine than those to which we may be accustomed. The increased use of carts, the unfamiliar galley packing, as well as the time and space required in preparing the clean carts for use in the aisles, all present new considerations in dealing with turbulence. As safety professionals, our primary responsibility on the aircraft is to manage emergency situations and, when necessary, evacuate the aircraft. Turbulence injuries adversely impact our ability to effectively fulfill these responsibilities. It is crucial that flight attendants take immediate action to protect themselves in turbulence. Reconsider your immediate instinct to return to your assigned jump seat. Visualize yourself taking the closest jump seat, an open passenger seat, or sitting on the floor consistently and in the same way as you would any one of the essential components of service on the aircraft. In the course of our daily duties, proactively assess options. In an instance where turbulence hits unexpectedly, take action to protect yourself immediately and utilize the options you have developed in that given situation. Turbulence is a known hazard in our profession and is often outside of our control. Proactively assessing options and immediately taking decided action to protect ourselves makes the ultimate difference. While we cannot control turbulence, we can control our reaction to it when it hits. United's Corporate Security has issued an alert to advise employees of current demonstrations surrounding Benito Juarez International Airport in Mexico City. This afternoon, roughly 3,000 members of the National Coordinating Committee of Education Workers, CNTE, marched towards the International Airport in Mexico City. Regular flight operations continue unimpeded at this time, but may potentially be impacted in the near term. Initially, arriving passengers were permitted to leave the airport. However, Corporate Security has advised our MEC Safety Health Security Committee that riot police are surrounding the demonstrators. Thus, routes to and from the airport are currently blocked by federal and city police. Crews scheduled to arrive in Mexico City this afternoon will be staying at the airport crew hotel as a precautionary measure. Corporate security will continue to evaluate this decision as the situation develops. The CNTE has been protesting in Mexico City throughout the week. Demonstrators have camped out in the main square, the Zocalo, and have surrounded government buildings. These demonstrations have not been violent in the capital, but have resulted in minor skirmishes in other parts of the country, particularly in the south. Corporate security has advised that there is no information of a credible threat against United or employees at this time. The focus has been on public officials and government buildings. Foreign citizens and organizations are not likely to be singled out by the CNTE for any specific grievance. Flight attendants are advised to monitor the media, International SOS app, or the Department of State app for additional updates to this fluid situation. Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Lincoln Memorial, Washington, D.C., members of AFA and CWA will be gathering for a call to action. 50 years ago, the March on Washington secured vital civil rights for millions, and those hard-won achievements are threatened today. We have accomplished many things in the past 50 years, but not all the original marchers' goals have been met. One example is that African Americans are still nearly twice as likely to be unemployed, a rate unchanged in the past 50 years. Our efforts to secure equal rights are about economic justice for hardworking Americans, all Americans. In 2011, more than 40% of Hispanics did not earn enough in hourly wages to pull a family out of poverty, despite working full-time year-round. If the minimum wage from 50 years ago had merely been adjusted for inflation, it would now be $13 per hour, nearly twice the current federal minimum. Economic and civil justice are important issues to working-class families. We know that when any group of flight attendants achieves improvements in a contract negotiation, that sets the bar higher in all negotiations, including our own. Similarly, when we secure greater civil, social, and economic parity with one another, we all, as Americans, do better and create better, greater equality. Join the Unfinished March on Washington on Saturday, August 24th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Lincoln Memorial, Washington, D.C., March for Social Justice and Economic Justice for All. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.